This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
People of Earth. If you're just joining us, I can't. I mean, I thought about catching you up, and all at once I got so tired, and this bolt of pain shot through my foot, and this patch of bright orange flooded my vision. Let's just say this podcast is usually one way, and right now, fueled by desperation, is that answer valid if the desperation has been growing over 4 years? Right now, it's different. So, Peabody Committee, keep that in mind. The short version is, we know Usador and Chunt are trapped in 1989 with a 13-year-old Arnie. And we know that because I've been playing these audio tapes I found in storage at the government facility where I freelance, mostly for the vision and dental benefits. And now, if you're a fan of seamless, invisible transitions, well, you can keep that wish pinned to your vision board. Because this is going to be as abrupt and inelegant as a Quibi executive's exit interview. And if you were rotating your phone while I said that, you would have seen that I'm wearing an enormous top hat. Shall we?
Julie?
Yeah?
I know we're working on this project. Would you mind... I feel like I should ask in advance. Would you mind if I record...
What? Oh.
I have this tape recorder, this cassette recorder. If I record us... while we work on it, just to have like a record of it, might make it easier for us later if we need to review what we're doing.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's totally fine with me. Also, full disclosure, you've been recording like since we walked in the room, right?
Yeah.
Because I heard we walked in the room and you pushed something, but then also went like made like a clicking noise with your mouth?
Yeah, I thought I needed to cover up the sound of the click, but then I couldn't think of a sound to make but the sound of the click, so I made the sound of the click with my mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just polite.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything.
Okay.
That's fine.
Do you mind if I play the theme song?
No,
click! Arnie Niekamp Show with me, Arnie Niekamp. This is not a regular show. This is just me working on a class project with my friend Julie. It's you. Hey, is it all right if I refer? I know we're just classmates, but just for the tape, if I refer to you as a friend?
Yeah. Yeah, I figured we were.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could I have your phone number?
No.
Okay.
Swing and a miss. Arnie, I get that reference now.
Yeah.
Oh. Swing and a miss. Because I've been watching the Bash Brothers, Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco.
Oh, Julie, this is Chunk, the talking skunk. He's a toy. He's a talking... It's like the new version of the Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
Turn tape over. Oh, yeah, baby. Turn tape over.
Arnie, is that good? You told me to keep saying that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Turn tape over.
Oh, yeah. Just latch on to a phrase and say it over and over again.
Get wet.
When I was really little, I wanted a cricket doll. Do you ever see cricket dolls?
They're super.
Yeah, they're like human-sized dolls. But in the commercial, she was always running around with her friend, like the girl who had her, and they're like running through a field and having a lot of fun and laughing and stuff. And then, I mean, I was sure I wanted her and she would be my friend. And then my mom took me to the store and she was just like still in a box.
Yeah.
And I cried for like a week after that.
Yeah.
Aw, turn tape over. Hmm.
Arnie.
Your skunk seems cool.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Hell yeah. Arnie, what's this snuggle bear? Oh. You said it's a bear from the laundry?
Oh, yeah. This is a little embarrassing. Just for comfort, it helps me sleep if I take a tub of laundry detergent and sleep with it at night. And I just kind of keep it near my head. There's just the picture. I just like brands. There's something about brand mascots that I find really comforting.
Oh, can I say?
Same I used girl. To sleep with Lucky the Leprechaun, but then, I don't know, it started to feel like it was inappropriate.
Arnie, can I just say you find brand mascots comforting? Same girl, same. That McGruff the crime dog can fucking get it, okay? Oh, my God. What
Chunk.
Is he, like 6'5"?
Chunk, I'm sorry, Julie. What? Chunk just, he uses a lot of language that is not appropriate.
Oh, turn tape over.
No, I've always wondered if McGruff was really two smaller dogs in a trench coat. You know, if you, like, really look at him, like, there's no evidence that it's not, in fact, more than one dog in a trench coat.
Julie, I feel like we get each other.
Yeah, it's hard because, like, there's times when you feel like no one gets you and, like, you're in the middle of, like, a big crowd of people and then, like, you're like, no one's ever going to get me. And then you meet one person and you're like, we should probably be friends for life because I'll never find anyone like you again, you know?
Don't mind me. I know I'm just a stuffed animal, but I'm just going to light this candle here and then spaghetti is served. Silly me, I just have the one plate and two forks.
Julie, I've never said this to anybody, but I feel like I'm always oscillating between feeling like nobody's ever going to get me and then other times worrying, oh, someone's going to get me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm worried about being abducted.
Oh, totally. Like, do you ever have abduction fantasies?
No, but I'd happily hear about them. Please talk into the recorder.
I don't know. Like, sometimes, like, if I don't get along with my family and we're having, like, a bad night, I'm like, what if, like, a super chill cult comes along and they're like, you seem impressionable. And I'm like, thank you. Because, you know, it sounds cool. And then you just go, let's go eat granola together and, like, bang drums and, like, wear loose-fitted clothing. And as long as things don't get too intense, I'm on board, you know?
Totally, totally. The only thing I'm worried about getting stolen is third base by Ricky Henderson. Am I right?
Yeah. Bobby Bonilla.
Whatever you're talking about, yeah, I'm with you.
I have one baseball card. It's Bobby Bonilla.
Please,
just
please.
Kidding. I got two. What?
Please keep it down over there. I'm trying to grade papers.
I'm going to get in trouble with Mr. Usador.
What are you doing over here? Oh, are you recording the show right now?
Yeah, I am recording the show right now.
I'm trying I was trying to grade these chemistry papers, but all right. Hello from the suburban duplex. Approximately 2 weeks ago, I fell through a magical portal into a mundane world. And now I'm recording this show with the younger version of the host of the previous show that I did. And every week, somehow, it makes it wherever the hell it needs to go. Because of magic?
Yeah, and approximately 1 week ago, I fell out of the fucking roller coaster at Cedar Point that Arnie brought me along to. Unbelievable. I fell out of the Maverick. I fell out of Gatekeeper. I fell out of Wicked Twister. I fell out of Gemini. All the classic Cedar Point roller coasters and some of the ones at King's Island.
Super convenient that you had that pamphlet.
Why isn't anyone eating this spaghetti? Did someone just set out a plate of spaghetti and then just ignore it?
Usador, I'm trying to make romance.
Oh, sorry. I'll back off. I gotta grade these papers.
And Arnie, a large book for the gentleman's lap?
No, thank you. Julie, I don't know if this is too personal of a question, but I kind of have heard, is it true that your dad was in a cult for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad was in a cult of personality.
The band?
No. No, he was
That's
just
not a band, it's a song!
He wasn't in the culture club. He was in an actual cult of personality where it was a cult where it was like based on a personality test. And then if you were a certain combination of letters, you got into the cult, but like you had to get like the right combination of letters to be into that specific cult.
And he
was all J's.
Ooh, a cult. Arnie, isn't that like with you and Menudo? Sorry, turn tape over. Julie, Arnie here is obsessed with a little cult called Menudo. He has their magazines, he has their posters, he has a shirt somewhere in here. I can't find it. Here it is.
Yeah, well, look, they're constantly turning over the kids that are in Menudo, and I'm just thinking, what's stopping me from eventually being in Menudo?
That's a good question to ask yourself, and that's also a good goal to set for yourself. It's like, if you set a goal for yourself to be in Menudo, it might not happen, but what cool stuff might happen as a result of setting that goal?
I mean, it seems like the kids on the Mickey Mouse Club did a lot better.
What?
But, you know, in the future, where we're from.
Oh, Julie, Mr. Usador, oh boy.
Oh, I mean, I'm just a normal chemistry teacher.
Ooh, and Arnie, I've been watching a ton of Mickey Mouse Club, and I came up with my own little song for Chunk. C-H-U... You got a fucking problem?
Oh.
N-K. K, we good? F-U-C-K-U. Turn tape over.
Cool skunk. Cool skunk?
What?
Cool skunk, I'm talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said Chunk. I thought Chunk was going to be my nickname.
I like to use people's full names.
Okay.
Cool skunk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're trying to instigate a romance here, they're young. They're just learning about themselves. You have to, you can't just bring out the F word.
Got you.
It makes them uncomfortable. Tell them a story about a romantic time that one of them died from a bee sting.
One of who died from a bee sting?
I don't, one of the kids. I never saw that.
This is Julie Andrews reporting live recording right now. I am in the chemistry room. I am here with Mr. Usador, a cool skunk, and Arnie Niekamp, and I'll tell you right now, I'm pretty sure they're in a cult. This has been episode 25 of Cult Watch.
Oh my God, this is Arnie. Julie has a podcast.
Oh, what?
Try
I don't know what
guest.
That
Try
is.
Be a guest on her podcast.
Whatever that is, she's also got her own show that she's taping on a tape player.
Oh, Arnie, I keep trying to explain to you about podcasts. What did Usador say? Try and make something about romantic. Hey, Julie, did you know that if I have a wet dream, I disappear? That's a fun little factoid. If I have a wet dream, I disappear.
Wait, can that happen? Can that happen?
To Shapeshifter, I mean to Teddy Ruxpin's.
What's a wet dream? Is that when you dream about the ocean?
Sure.
Oh, I have wet dreams all the time then. I dream. I must have a wet dream every single night. Wow. And I wake up sticky with anticipation to go to the beach.
Stickier than a ball of Nickelodeon's gack?
Yeah.
Wow, that's sticky. Arnie, that's sticky.
Wow, Chunk, finger on the pulse.
Ew. Oh, yes.
Julie, do you have your own show that you record on your cassette player?
What? No, what? You didn't. I was... everybody was talking. I took a minute. Everybody else was talking. I didn't think that. Oh, Julie Andrews, you fucked it up. You fucked up again.
You know, I never knew your last name was Andrews.
Yeah, I'm Julie Andrews.
Arnie, what's wrong with her name?
No, it's great. I just didn't know. I'm just learning so much about her. Look, Julie, it's okay. Look, I'm doing my own show right now. You're doing your own show right now. I think it's cool. But also, if you don't want me to, I won't tell anyone about it ever.
Sometimes Cool Skunk and I do our own show in the middle of Arnie's show. We don't give a shit.
Get nuts.
Is that why there's nuts all over the floor?
That's right.
Because we got nuts. Turn tape over.
Are all of you in a cult?
A couple.
What?
Yeah, I'm in a couple of cults. Only one suicide pact, though.
Oh, no. With who?
Oh, just me and some woodland creatures I encountered once back in Foon. I mean... Akron.
Oh, I love Akron. Everything he does on SNL cracked me up. Arnie, I've been watching old SNLs, and they're so funny. That Chevy Chase guy, I don't know when, but he's going to be huge.
I have got to get you stop watching E! All Night, where I believe they rerun Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing I don't understand is when we watch Nick at Night and we see Mr. Ed, what's the big fucking deal? Why is everyone so freaked out?
Well, it's a talking horse.
Yeah, and?
And it's not even wearing sunglasses or a cool white coat with the sleeves pulled up like a cool skunk ears guy.
Well, horses can talk. Everyone knows that. Some of them.
You guys have a heightened level of familiarity, more so than I would expect three entities such as yourself to have. And I guess I'm just saying I want in.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Julie. Mr. Usador, the new chemistry teacher, and Chunk, the cool skunk, I only just met them a couple weeks ago, and we've already got this, like, great chemistry where, like, you know, like, I make a reference, and they pick it up, and I say, like, Mega Man, and they say, it doesn't always work, but we got something good going on, and Julie, I think you could be a part of this.
I gotta be honest with you. I already have a group.
What is your group?
We call ourselves Menudo.
What?
Yeah.
The Menudo?
Me and you, Do. Like, it's basically like when I meet somebody and then I'm like, me and you, Do.
Oh, so you're like,
oh, a baking
you dough. Like me and you dough.
Dough?
Dough?
Like, this could work, dough?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, are you looking for a group? I don't know, me and you dough.
Arnie, can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm worried about Julie's wordplay.
Yeah, what?
That's kind of my thing.
No, your thing is when I say Mega Man, you say...
I don't have time for this. I'm just worried that I don't want to become redundant or irrelevant, you know?
Oh, I mean, but look, you just got to sit there and look pretty. That's your thing, right? Like, you're a cool skunk.
Turntable over. Hey, Arnie, we're in the chemistry lab, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we make some chemistry happen?
Oh, God, Chunk, don't push. I don't know. I mean, look, Julie seems really cool. I got to be honest. I'm at a place where I mostly need friends, and hey, I'd love to get in a place where eventually we're both friends that realize that what we've been looking for is right in front of us the whole time, but you kind of got to work on that for a long time before you get to that, right?
No, I understand. I've been sending letters nonstop to Brooke Burke, and she has not replied. So I get what it means to struggle in romance.
You got to stop watching E!
And I understand what it's like to struggle in your career. I went to the principal of the school and I said, I want to teach defense against the dark arts. And they said, no, you're teaching potions, but they call it chemistry.
Mr. Usador, what happened to the old chemistry teacher?
Nothing.
Oh.
Don't worry. Certainly a retinue of crows didn't fly out of the sky and drop him into the river.
That's the same thing that happened to the manager at Meyer.
Allegedly.
Please, Arnie, Meijener.
Meijener.
The manager of Myers is the Meijener.
I heard about that. I mean, it's pretty crazy because they do call it a murder of crows.
Yeah.
They do now. And they did.
Yeah.
And they did before that, actually, too.
No, but definitely today.
But they should have called it a murder of Meijeners because that's who got murdered.
Yeah, but the thing is, a group of crows is already called a murder of crows. So, you know, if you want to have fun with that, it doesn't make as much sense to say a murder of Meijeners because Meijeners is already cramming two things together. And then
Mega Man.
Adding this element. Mega Man, indeed.
Arnie, did you know that a group of skunks is called a stink?
No. A stink of skunks?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. And a group of badgers is called an orgy?
Oh. Okay.
Speaking of, who wants handies?
What?
Turntable
sandwiches I brought from home.
Okay.
It's in your hand.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we got a cut, man.
I feel like you put too many condiments on it. These are some sloppy handies.
You're always supposed to use a condiment, Arnie. Eat safe.
Am fresh.
I'll take a handy.
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. Ooh, is this sopressata?
Sure.
Did you make those sandwiches or did you buy them?
No, my mom makes sandwiches and then, like, I just always, like, put extra. She makes a bunch for, like, the week and then, like, you know, because she just likes to meal prep. So I usually just put them in my bag just to have, just in case, like, I would meet friends. And so it's, like, having sandwiches, like, because food brings people together. And I'm sorry to say that in front of your spaghetti chunk. I know that you, but I wasn't in the mood for pasta.
Oh, no, that's fine. This is actually just Twizzlers topped with a bunch of sweet tarts. I don't know how to make pasta, but I love Earth Candy. Oh, boy. Arnie, I can't believe how much Earth Candy I've eaten. And also, Charleston Chews are garbage. And also, who would ever fucking eat a Zero Bar? And also, Heath Bars are fine, but I guess they would better be used, like, chopped up in ice cream. And also, Arnie, also...
Watch me. Arnie, watch. Watch, look what I'm doing.
Oh, God. He's on so much sugar right now.
Arnie, look. Look at me. Look at me. I'm going to dive. Arnie, look. Look at
I'm looking at you, buddy. I'm looking at you. Oh, he's exhausting.
You just got to give him a little attention from time to time.
He's got to eat better candy.
Yes, a higher quality of candy.
He's starting at the bottom of the quality ladder, and he's slowly working his way up. I asked him if he wanted a Snickers bar, and he's like, someday.
I know. Don't worry. I'll invent here in the chemistry lab right now, here in front of your very eyes. And these mints.
Ooh, what do you got here? Ooh. Not as good as Chuckles or Nikko wafers.
These are so refined, though.
Aren't they very sophisticated?
Wow.
To your simple 1989 eyes.
I knew whose mints they were because on the bottom of their shoe it says Andy's.
That's right.
Julie, I have to confess, I have noticed, I hope this doesn't sound weird, that you often smell like sandwiches.
Arnie, no!
No, I'm just saying I've noticed
no,
about
no,
you.
No, this is perfect. This well, is exact. This is exactly how I won Jim Livia's heart.
Yeah, I guess I do. I've been saving up to buy some perfume at the dollar store. I really wanted either Electric Youth or Love's Baby Soft, but I don't know if I can afford either one. So I've been kind of wanting to get to that, but then I like the way that bread smells. So whenever I like take the sandwiches, I always take one for myself. So I pack a bunch of handies in my bag so I'm ready to go. But then I take one piece of bread and just like rub it all over my body, just like kind of like on my arms and around my neck, and like just to get that like fresh smell.
Yeah. Well, it seems it's really working for you. Thanks. Love sandwiches.
Yeah, I figured it's like, you know, I call it loafing. You know, it's like you before you leave the house, gotta loaf.
Yeah, instead of taking a shower, you just rub bread on you and it's like an aqua loaf.
That's true.
Arnie,
that's
what?
Really true.
What are you doing? Arnie, this is Mega Man all over again. What are you doing?
Mega Man!
Mega Man indeed.
Yeah, somebody gets it. See, the payoff is amazing.
I don't know that anyone's caught that wave, man.
What?
Nothing.
Should we finish working on our project?
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. We only have a limited amount of time to finish this group project.
Yeah, what is the project? Maybe Usador and I can... Mr. Usador and I can help out.
Yeah, we appreciate you letting us use your room, Mr. Usador, to get this done. We're just trying to make a diorama.
Yes, please, invent away. I recommend opening all of the cabinets and using as many of the things you find in there as you can. There's nothing ill that could happen that I could not remedy. Meanwhile, I'll be over here trying to open a magical portal, grading papers.
The worst part is our teacher said make a diorama, and then they didn't specify anything else. It's like the sky's the limit. Where do we start?
Diorama. Sorry, I just love SNL. Is that sketch out yet? Usador showed me some future episodes.
Yeah, we might be a little ahead of the curve there. That's all right.
Victoria Jackson is my dream.
I mean, we could probably pick a book or something. I mean, just something, like what? I'm trying to think of the like something I've been into recently. It's supposed to just be like a diorama of something you enjoy.
Okay. Like, well, what's the book that you're into recently?
I've been reading a lot of The Babysitter's Club.
Oh.
Have you?
No, but my sisters have those books, and they look good. I haven't gotten around to them. I'm still busy reading a book of Ziggy.
What a baby book.
Comics.
A book of Ziggy?
A book of Ziggy.
Book for a fucking baby.
Hold on. Hold on.
Julie, can I say, I am a proud member of the Babysitter's Club. I was once a hen, and I had to nestle on top of babies until they hatched for a friend of mine.
That's amazing.
Ziggy's for old people.
Keep telling yourself that.
At least move up to, like, I don't know, Bloom County or something. Something a little sophisticated.
Ack.
Fine. Look, Arnie, if you want to impress Julie, you only have a limited amount of time before she bores of your antics.
What?
You have to do something that shows her that you care and that you're listening to her. She shared with you about Babysitter's Club. Now you share something that you care about that isn't stupid.
Oh, okay. You know, that's so interesting. I like the TV show ALF. And I have an ALF mug that I actually carry with me everywhere I go. Like, I know they give us cups for lunch here at school, but I still carry this mug with me.
Ooh, swing and a miss.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, I went to the Renaissance Festival, and they all had, like, mugs and stuff attached to them. Like, you had to, like, carry... I love the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, wow. You like the past?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Usador, I thought this was like Dennis Eckersley, strike one, but it looks like Arnie got a bunt.
It does appear that things are going better than I had originally thought. But I want to hear
bunt,
more about...
please.
I want to hear more about this Renaissance fair.
Oh, yeah, what is Renaissance fair?
I don't... Turntable.
Do you ever go to the Renaissance Festival?
Yeah. I went there once, and I dressed up as Spider-Man, but I really like... old-timey stuff. I don't really know that much about the Renaissance specifically, but oh, you know, Mr. Usador really loves old-timey stuff.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I know all manner of things about your ancient times. I've been looking through tomes and grimoires and books, and I've learned all manner of your history. It seems that the world I come from, Akron, is much like the medieval times that you do experience here several hundred years ago.
Yeah, and I love Renaissance. Renaissance,
you idiot!
No, that's ahead of the curve again.
Why do you keep showing me these future TV shows?
I'm sorry.
You idiot!
Well, I go every time that they're in town, and I don't know, maybe it's because it feels like it's a cult or something. Like, it's a bunch of funky people all hanging out together, and they maybe wouldn't belong somewhere else, but then they all get together and put on just, like, burlap sacky clothes and attach drinking vessels to themselves and speak in a funny way of, like...
Funny how?
All ye who gather here... come and witness such festivities that thou hast been privy to.
But Arnie, we have to go. That's food. You have food in Ohio.
We have to go, Arnie. We must get home.
Look, I gotta say, it sounds like it would be fun to do once or twice, but you don't want to do it like 200 sometimes in a reality like that.
Sure, after a few years, it'd get a little stale, but who cares?
But regardless... Usador and I would constantly strive to try and get home. Always. That would be our main goal, and we'd never let it slip. Not for a second.
We're laser-focused on what we want to accomplish, and once we accomplish that, we'll figure out what's next. We don't have to spin our wheels just to avoid making some big choice.
Wait, what are you two supposed to be accomplishing now? Like, you're here. What are you... Like, what even mission are you guys on now? I forgot.
I got a job as a chemistry teacher while I'm trying to find my friend Arnie, the older version of you. As soon as I find him, I'll use the chemicals that I've taken from this job that I've been hiding in my hatchback, and then I'll create an explosion so large that assuredly it will send us all directly to Foon.
I think that's why the last chemistry teacher got fired.
Yeah, and I'm trying to catch up to the Kevin Neal in years.
This is Julie Andrews reporting live. Things are getting spicy.
Oh, Arnie.
Yeah,
Arnie.
What?
Arnie,
I'm right here. I'm I can sensing. Only say what so many times.
Arnie, get out of my ear. I'm sensing.
Arnie.
I'm sensing a theme with Julie.
Uh-huh.
I think she likes cults. So
yeah.
Pretend like you're in a cult.
Oh, okay. Hey,
I really do.
Hey, Julie, I was thinking,
yeah.
If you'd like to hang out with us a little bit more and all, but there's just one thing, never tell your family about us.
Promise.
Oh, nice.
Hand to my nice. Handy. I promise I will never, ever, as long as I may loaf, tell my family.
Well, speaking of handies, squeeze it. I'm going to drink this one here in front of me. What a delicious fruit beverage. And we're going to take a quick break.
Oh.
I know that means nothing to you, but in the future, it'll make sense.
Yeah, we're all going to... How about this? We'll take a break and we'll all shove these handies in our mouth.
Here, wash them all down with some Ecto Cooler.
Click.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So, Julie, I guess it's just up to you and me. I usually hate doing a group project because... not everybody pulls their weight and stuff, and just our luck, Devin Lava is part of our group, and who knows where he is.
Devin? Is that the guy who fucked the couch?
Well, but he told me that in confidence.
Everybody knows that Devin fucked a couch.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that couch. Go, Devin, gotta fuck that couch. Go, buddy, buddy, fuck that couch. Booyah.
That's what everyone sings.
I love the sound of that music.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. You sort of played it to me from the future. Oh, Julie, did we tell you that we know future Arnie? He eventually falls through a portal into this magical land where he meets the two of us, and he starts a podcast that becomes semi-successful, and oh, what else? There's so many things. And then he grows up even further to become a Can the Wizard, who's this wizard of time and space or something, and Arnie, why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just trying to... Wait, I become a wizard?
Oh, joking!
Well, only until you're murdered by a chunk here a few million years later.
What?
Sorry, Julie, someone turned my settings to comedy. Turn tape over, joking. These are jokes.
Sounds awesome.
Yes, we are just kidding. If you want to say that shorter, I suggest shortening it to JK.
Wait, Arnie, she's into it. She said that sounds awesome.
I was on board with all of that except for the word podcast.
Yeah, I don't... What is that? It sounds so weird.
Well, pod, of course, is what you call a group of whales.
Mm-hmm.
And cast is what you do to Annette Funicello, who was on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Mm-hmm.
And where to go from here? Arnie,
hang on, I
want to
see where this goes.
Arnie, Mega Man.
It just makes me think of Star Trek IV. The Voyage Home. They saved those whales. But you know what? Having a sci-fi movie and then bringing it to the 80s seems cheap.
Huh.
Huh.
I think that movie's come out.
Huh.
Tubular.
But yeah, everybody knows that Devin Loglo fucked a couch.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to quick go out in the hall and see if I can find him, because he should be helping with this, right? It's not just the two of us. I'll be right back.
Well, if Devin fucks that couch, then you know Pee-wee Herman's fucking that chair, right? We all believe that, right?
I mean, there's got to be at least sexual tension.
Cherry? Innocent, sweet Cherry?
Oh, he's got to be fucking Cherry. Do you see the way she looks at him?
Uh-oh. Yeah, that whole show is a real will they, won't they?
Yeah, a floating head? Come on. A blue head? Come on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Guys, down here.
Oh, sorry. You're under the
down
lab
here.
Table?
Down where?
Down on the table.
On the table, I see the mug. I see some magazines. The papers I'm supposed to be grading.
Does anybody want to drink me?
What the fuck? Who's... You pervert? You fucking pervert? Who is this? Alf?
It's me. It's the Alf mug. Anybody want to take a drink of your sweet buddy at the Alf mug?
That's Arnie's voice. Use her as Arnie's voice. He's become, not a tiki mug, but he's become a different mug. He's become an Alf mug.
You 22-ounce bitch. Why have you been hiding from us?
22-ounce bitch. I know what that means. I kill me. That's a good one.
Arnie, is that you? The you that knows us?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. I just...
Julie, perhaps you should go help Arnie find Devin, even though I'm pretty sure that Devin is in the gym right now.
Okay. Yeah, I was just in the corner working on trying to make something out of these Twizzlers in our diorama to see if I could, like, maybe do a snake thing or something.
Ooh, the Twizzlers could be blood.
For spaghetti.
Okay.
Hey, Julie, do you want to drink me?
Arnie, that was me throwing my voice. I'm a Teddy Ruxpin. That's what we do. Learn to throw your voice, fool your friends, fun at parties.
That was Arnie's Alf mug.
Yeah. Don't I look delicious? Just want to drink me, right? I'm a mug. It's my purpose.
Arnie, what the fuck are you doing?
Not in a weird way. Just drink me all up.
I was okay until this very moment. I'm going to go outside. And when I come back, I hope that somebody in this room drinks him.
Me too.
Oh, Julie, all these fumes here in the chem lab. Oh, I think we're all seeing things and hearing things. Out you go. Slam. Arnie, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm sorry. There's something about being a mug. It makes me really want to be drank. Is it drank?
So drunken? We don't care about being a mug. We've been stuck here for 2 weeks. Do you know how hard it is to find a three-piece blue suit where every piece of it is blue?
So every time I drink out of a glass or mug, I'm basically getting them off? Oh.
Well, like, it's not overtly sexual.
The three of us need to get back to Foon.
Look, we're here to figure out what the deal is with the artifact, right?
Well, yes, I suppose so. I suppose there's some mystery to unravel there.
I've been laying low. I have been watching and listening and waiting for someone to drink me. Not just fucking stomping around like a bunch of dicks.
I have been.
How are you going to see anything if you're constantly screaming, "Hey, I'm a wizard," and "Hey, I'm a talking animal"?
We have been trapped here for over 2 weeks, and I don't know how you did it for as long as you did, because all I want to do is go home. And I will do anything, fix anything, move heaven and Foon itself to get back. Now, if that means solving the mystery of this artifact, then so be it. How long have you been in this mug?
I mean, I don't know, a couple weeks?
Couple weeks. So you got here about the same time we did?
Yeah, maybe 5 minutes before you.
Couple weeks and you're just talking to us now? Also, are Conehead's real?
Cool, skunk. Be cool.
Sorry. Are Conehead's real?
Answer the damn question. Are Conehead's real?
I mean, they're real good. I don't know. They're not like... They're actors. It's Dan Aykroyd and Jane Curtin.
Fine. We'll solve the mystery of the artifact. We'll go to France and see if there are any other Coneheads. Then we're going back to Foon.
Yeah, and we know how to get there, Arnie. We've heard about the Renaissance Fair. You idiot. We know all about it, so we know how to get home.
Sorry, cool skunk. Well, I see Julian, Arnie, younger Arnie the younger, entering again. Everyone act normal.
I am behaving as I usually behave.
Yes, this is me normally walking.
I think we're just going to have to finish this by ourselves and not worry about Devin. Or possibly talk about what I left here when I went to go find you.
What do you mean? What happened? You said or.
What?
Shunk, what did you do?
We didn't do anything.
We didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
Julie, are you all right? I can tell these guys to go away if they're being weird.
No, I would just feel better. Can we shove a bunch of handies in that mug?
I mean,
yeah. I just want to make sure to see what's going to happen if we just shove it, every sloppy handy we've got into that mug.
You're just saying you want to fill that mug with sloppy handies? Is that anything?
Usador, is this what sex is on Earth?
I hope not. I think I should stand outside for a while.
Do you want some of these teddy grams? I'm just going to keep watching this shit show.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
She's really working that handy. Spit on it.
This is the opposite of what I wanted.
Nobody wants to eat a dry handy.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what that was about, but okay.
I was fine with all of this, and you guys seem really cool, and like, we got to finish this project, but I just feel like maybe I know too much.
What? Oh, you know what? There's so many more secrets to unlock as you work up the levels of our cult.
Oh.
Like, you've barely scratched the surface.
You're right. God. Stupid Julie Andrews. Doing it again. Jumping ahead. Thinking you're at the top when you're still at the bottom.
No.
I'm sorry. I got all excited. Like, I was really in this right now, and I thought it was all happening, you know? It's like me and you, though, all of you, like, we just really were coming together. And oh, God. Yeah, I jumped ahead. I really felt like I was, like, vibing. Like, things were coming to me, and I was a part of this and hearing things. And really, like, I'm just at the bottom. Like, I haven't even started. We haven't talked about what I'm supposed to start selling. What am I supposed to start selling?
Julie Andrews, sorry to pop in, but what we're selling here is membership to the cult. So that's all you have to do. And we're not, we won't brand you unless you want to be branded. And we all take a vow to.
Well, Arnie's the one into brands.
I love brands.
Also, Chunk, I don't think it's a problem if you pop in. I think that would make us all merry.
Oh, thank you.
I think if you do well enough, you could be a victor, Victoria. I mean, Julie.
Julie.
Be a victorious? Sound of this music.
That's all of them.
That's it. That's all she did.
Decades and decades, and that's it.
Oh, wait, Julie, what's... Something fell out of your bag here. What it... Out of your backpack. Arnie, look at this. Oh, it's a book. The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien.
Oh.
Oh, Arnie, you should read this.
Oh, I mean, I mostly just read comic books.
Oh, I think you told me once that this was your favorite book.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you said it's written by Tim O'Brien, the brother of the man who wrote Rocky Horror Picture Show. Richard O'Brien.
Sure. Well, Julie, is it good?
Yeah, I didn't think I had this book, but I guess I do. I haven't even read it yet. I'm not into, like, war stuff, you know, and the cover of it makes me think it's going to be kind of a bummer.
Yeah, and it says on the cover, it's an advanced copy, not for sale.
I got this from, I'm in a different cult, it's called a book club.
It says this is going to come out in 1990.
What? No. I'm sorry. No, that's not what it says. I'm just going to erase it. Just
wait,
gonna,
no, Julie, I know you're very serious about not sharing secrets from the various cults you're in, but is it true that you're in a cult with a bunch of famous authors? Because I swear I saw you talking to Stephen King last week.
I I have a hole and things appear in it. I have a hole in the ground and things from the future appear in it. Things from the future appear in this hole. And if you put your hand in the hole, you get something from the future. I have so many things. I have something called pizza rolls.
Julie, Julie, it's fine. This isn't a big deal. It's just a future hole.
It's okay. That's not weird. You guys don't think I'm weird because I stick my hand in the hole and get things from the future.
Yeah, it's just a future hole.
I'm going to think about this all the time.
Julie, it's not weird at all. And please continue to talk about the pizza rolls.
It's pizza.
What time can I eat them?
It's in like a nugget.
What time can I eat them?
Anytime. I mean, it's not like it's on a bagel or anything.
Pizza at lunch? Pizza at night? Pizza at any time?
It's not a bagel, but it's something else.
Why would a pizza roll be a bagel?
I don't know if I can make that perfectly clear to you. It's not pizza on a bagel.
Look, I just want to know when.
You can't really eat it any time, but you can eat it at your convenience.
Fine.
How long does it take to get it delivered?
It's not delivery.
It's the pizza rolls?
Okay, well, what do I want on my tombstone?
Junk?
What? I'm just saying.
Don't even talk about that. It's so morbid.
I'll be your Huckleberry. Thanks again, Usador, for that advanced copy of Tombstone.
No problem.
I probably could have gotten you that for my future hole.
Arnie should dig into her future hole.
We're not good enough friends for the future hole yet. We're just at Handy's right now.
Was there a hole man in Mega Man?
Well, enough about future hole. You two have a whole future ahead of you, you young crazy cats. So why don't we put a pin in this project, and why don't you two slow dance?
Yeah, a pin. We could just put a pin on this board. Maybe that's something. Is this our diorama?
I put all the Twizzlers in there. They look like blood snakes. I mean, I guess we could say it's like the body, and like maybe if we had something that could be the heart and all the blood snakes coming out of it.
Truly, I've noticed that, you know, I've only known you for a little while, but you tend to bring up blood snakes a lot. Like, once in the middle of civics, you just, like, screamed blood snakes from the back of the classroom.
You take a class on Hondas? The Earth is weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back on Foon, we call blood snakes veins.
Yeah, I just think they're really interesting. And I think about, like, how bodies work all the time. And for me, it's helpful to ground myself and think about the fact that there's blood always coursing through your body at all times, but it feels kind of dangerous, like we're dangerous. So then it just helps as a release to be like, blood snakes. Also, it's just another cult I'm currently a part of.
Another cult? Julie, how many cults are you a part of?
Currently 12.
I don't need to know about all of them, but would you mind just telling us about 6 of them?
Menudo.
1.
Blood snakes.
2.
Herapy.
3.
Try this.
4.
Dad club.
5.
Book club.
6.
Wicker baskets.
7.
You're just looking around the room now.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Wow.
I mean, some of them I've just made up. Like, they're future cults. Like, I haven't really participated in them yet, but I just like think about them, like the ideas of them and like what the logistics might be and like what the like in is.
You've reached into the future hole of your very mind and pulled out this information for some time later.
Yeah, and I can have that information for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You've sent your mind through time.
Time mind. Look, is that something?
Look, Julie, I know you got all these cool other cults and that maybe those are your main focus, but I gotta say, just like me and you, though?
Nice.
Maybe Sting. Well,
I think we need to go. I think we should go. We're just going to take this mug and let the two of you stay here in the laboratory for a while.
Yeah,
Get these handies out of me.
What was that?
Get these handies out of me.
Is that Can talking?
I don't know where you're.
Let's get these handies out of the mug. Yeah, shit. Oh, Farney, I'm so sorry. Farney, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Sorry, I'm calling you Farney because that's future Arnie. I just don't want to confuse myself.
I think,
Farney.
I think the only thing that can save me is if you drink me.
Oh, nice try, pervert. 22-ounce bitch.
It's not sexual.
Now, Julie, you mentioned Wicker Basket. Having watched E! News night and day, is that a basket from Boston?
What?
Is any basket from Boston a wicker basket? Isn't that what they say? Like, I'm wicker horny. I'm just trying to make conversation. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
You
don't have to answer that.
Turn tape over. I'm so sorry.
I've already walked in on him humping a wicker basket.
How do you like them apples? It's about 10 years away.
Goodwill humping. High five. Isidore, don't leave me hanging. So much sugar. I'm a sugary. Arnie, can I have some more airheads and gushers?
Yeah. Here. Mm-hmm. I keep them in my pocket.
I think you're thinking of Airman and Gushman from Mega Man.
I hate
good
fighting
Gushman.
I hate fighting Gushman. Ugh, the sounds he makes when you hit him. Ugh.
I'm sure he has lots of wet dreams.
Misophonia.
Oh, we should actually probably finish this and get going. We're late for school pictures.
What? What? School pictures?
Yeah, it's school picture day. I didn't want to say anything based on how you showed up today.
That's today?
Yeah, it's today is school picture
day. Oh no, why did I try to cut new bangs for myself last night?
I don't know. I'm not sure why you tried to cut them in the back of your head.
I've never had that impulse any other time in my life. Why did I do that?
And Arnie, you're wearing a shirt that says, let's 68 and I'll owe you one? What the fuck were you thinking?
It was a gift from one of my weird uncles.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means. What does it mean?
Oh, I'm so thirsty.
Arnie, you're so bad at math.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Gordon Shumway.
Was that the end, or have I just had enough? You'll never know. You've been listening to Arnie Niekamp's cassette tapes from 1989 in place of transmissions from Foon, a land in another dimension that does not exist. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunk the Cool Skunk was played by Adol Rafai. Julie Andrews was played by special guest Brooke Bright. Brooke works as a writer and director at Jackbox Games. Check out the new Jackbox Party Pack 7. Available on all digital platforms, whatever that means. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Special 1989 theme music by Andy Poland. And now, I'm gonna spend the next 6 days seeing if there's anything else in this facility that can be shoved into that tape recorder to produce some sort of sound for us to enjoy. If that means a knife, so be it. Piece of sandy toast I found on the beach? I'm listening. A damp, cube-shaped lifeform covered with matted down hair and a single eye? Actually, that would be Conray, my childhood pet. And I'd be delighted to see him. I'd never shove him in a cassette player. But the knife? Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, and just look right over here. Look at Mark, my friend Mark. Mark's holding a puppet. Look over there.
Look over here.
And say 1, 2, 3, Reagan.
Reagan.
No, you say 1, 2, 3. And then Reagan. Oh.
1, 2, 3.
And then Reagan.
I'm saying 1, 2, 3 and Reagan?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, Reagan.
1, 2, 3, Reagan.
And now I'll count down. Don't hold it. Don't.
Now hills are alive with the sound of
music. Oh. Julie, I'm up here. I'm up here.
Okay. You want me
Mark,
up here?
Mark, add in the bass. Beautiful. Next.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh, we got a cow lick.
Andrew, we need to take a quick break and eat some handies.
Oh, sorry, young man. My friend and I have to eat some handies real quick.
No problem, Andrew. Julie's.
How did you know my fold? Oh, my shirt. 68 and I'll owe you one. Very good, young man. Very good.
I don't get it.
Now seems like a good time to mention that I regret not making a female deer when we were talking about menudo earlier.
What's
you
that?
You and me, doe.
Nothing.
A deer.
We'll be right back, and then you'll get your Olin Mills official photo. Do you want lasers behind you or Tatooine?
That's fast. We're going to get him. We're going to get him now.
If anyone asks, it's just a desert town. Well, you don't want to get sued by Lucasfilm.
Mark, what are you doing, coward? Coward, I'm married to a coward.
This line is so getting so long. They're taking so much time with each picture.
Well, we have to paint a new backdrop every time a new kid comes up.
Well, then don't offer him. I don't know. Why a new picture? You keep repeating the same thing.
Why a new picture? Because we're not General Mills, we're Olin Mills. And we pride ourselves in having a different background for every picture.
Right. Oh, I like General Mills.
Can I do mine again and get some Lisa Franck?
Could you please leave?
Oh, goodbye.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies and brands to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity, a how-to guide for navigating life's challenges from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.